Hey, what's up? This is Prakriti. Welcome to PS252 on trance.com.npradio. Well, it was around this time last year that the devastating earthquake struck Nepal and took almost 10,000 lives and injured many, many more. It's hard to believe a year has passed since then. Oh, we went through a lot in the last 12 months, that's for sure, as we rebuild the nation. The fourth weekend in April will live in infamy for a lot of Nepalese. April 25th, or Baisakh 12, last year was the exact date. A little before 12 noon, I bet a lot of people are thinking about that this weekend. And therefore this weekend, take a break from the usual programming, play last week's set, Sans Commentary. So that's all you hear from me this week. Please check out our website for more info, prakriti.com. And this week's episode, I'd like to dedicate to all the earthquake victims and their families.
You're tuned into Pralay Sessions.
I'm looking for someone to take me far away. Thank you. You're in the mix with Prakriti.
Thank you.
You're tuned into Pralay Sessions.
Thank you.
with Prakriti.
You're tuned into Pralay Sessions.
We'll be right back.
You're in the mix with Prakriti.
There's so many angels surrounding me, and the clouds I see are below, telling me what I already know. The sun couldn't be brighter, and the moon at night, like to my like, such a joy that my lips can't hold anymore.
You're tuned into Pralay Sessions.
This world.
You're in the mix with Prakriti.
You're tuned into Pralay Sessions.
It's you I can turn to when I'm breaking within. some sense of proportion in whom we support, who we don't. Should our interference in Nepal's affairs amount to telling the voters of the Terai whom they should vote for? So we have only last month debated our commitment to the Constitution, which we adopted on the 26th of November, 1949. Would we have stood for a foreigner arriving uninvited the next day to tell us not to promulgate our Constitution, not to proclaim it? That is exactly what happened in Nepal. Exactly what happened in Nepal on the morrow of their ending 7 years of earnest struggle to arrive at a national consensus. Why should we go and tell them that we don't trust you, we want to hold you to your pledge, you must do it immediately, and do it today because day after tomorrow you're promulgating the Constitution? Is this the manner in which we treat with a sovereign neighbor of ours? We added insult to injury by describing their largely adopted constitution. There were only 25 members who voted against it. More than 500 members voted in favor. And yet we described in our official spokesman statement their constitution as a constitution, not the constitution. Not a word of felicitation, not a word of welcome. All that goodwill has now been squandered by decision makers in New Delhi who have callously turned an entire generation of Nepalese against India. Against India.
You're in the mix with Prakriti.
Just below my skin, I'm screaming.
The current standoff is only a manifestation of India not knowing where and when to stop, even when there were clear signs of India's role being counterproductive. It is about bruised egos in the New Delhi establishment trying to teach Nepali politicians a lesson for not listening to them. Is this how we wish to be perceived in Nepal? Is this not how we are being perceived in Nepal? The children of Nepal are being told that they can't go to school because India is stopping them. The women of Nepal are being told that they cannot have food, fuel, medicines, vaccines for their children because India is stopping them. What are we achieving by this kind of behavior? Nepal we have considered as our passport. I'm quoting from Iqbal. The guardian who is protecting us, and it is this passport that we are humiliating in the manner in which we are doing. So who is responsible for this kind of bad behavior? Whether the External Affairs Minister agrees or not, that we have in effect imposed an undeclared blockade on Nepal, most public opinion in Nepal believes that we have. This has alienated an entire generation and an entire people from it. This is not punchy. This is bullying. This is what Rajiv Gandhi used to call the quest for dominance. He used to say that about the imperial powers. He must be wondering why we have become victims of that syndrome. The blockade is the doing of the Modi government, not of India. We have to make it clear to the Nepalese that India is not harming them. You rush a technical team immediately to work out how to lift the blockade. Please do not allow the situation in Nepal to become as it became in Sri Lanka in 1980. Please stop all this provocation. Turn to the Nepalese as a friend. Stretch your hand out to them. And if we see that the government of India is being friendly towards Nepal, that's the right time when an all-party delegation goes and says, we support you. If we don't do all the things that I've suggested, we will lose the game to the Chinese and forfeit the goodwill of the Nepalese people for years and years. And forfeit the goodwill of the Nepalese people for years and years. And forfeit the goodwill of the Nepalese people for years and years. And forfeit the goodwill of the Nepalese people for years and years.
Prakriti. Shasheel or Pralay Sessions.